This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
They jumped the start time by about 6 minutes, so we are in progress as Robinson is in the top of the first inning. The Terminator, the Intimidator, Emma Gibson on the mound working out of the cleanup hitter. But Gibson going right to work, strikeout on the first batter, and retired the second batter, and a runner reaching on a single with two out. And now standing in there is Sydney Harmon, second baseman for Robinson in their maroon uniforms, white numerals, white trim. The pitch gets away, and the runner will advance to second. Gillespie in their road whites with the white numerals, the call it the ghost look, and the orange pants.
Best top to have in a hot summer day like today. Oh, we're up in the upper 80s.
Breezy is an understatement. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner. Good crowd turning out here at Tully Park in Salem. Litchfield, here's a wave and a miss on the two-strike count. Gibson gets him out of the inning, so a runner stranded at second, no score after one half inning of play. Gillespie, the home club, will be back up for the first time today in the bottom of the first. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And welcome back to Salem. It was hard to believe Gillespie advancing to this contest after winning 1-0, a verdict we didn't expect against the Flora Wolfgals. So important to get each and every run you can.
And early, too. What was that, first inning, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? And
that was that.
Yeah.
We did not expect that the whole game, but that's how it turned out.
Reagan Busman will open things up, right? The left-handed batter shows bunt, drag bunt, pulls away, sort of. Runs forward down the box and pulls back, but I think it was still strike number one. Here's a bunt. It's hard to call it a bunt as she creams it wide of short. That thing almost made it beyond the infield.
A little swing to it, so we'll call it a swing bunt. Worked well. Shot right up the center, right by the second base bag.
Paige Sanders, the right-handed pitcher for Robinson. Here's another bunt dropped. And this one, boy, the pitcher fields it beautifully. And uses that gun of hers to retire the batter and quickly one down. Lauren Bertinulli is retired. The runner does advance to second. And that will bring up Chloe Segura, the lone senior. Right-handed batter with a wide stride, pitch low. Runner threatens. One and oh. Again, not a few clouds, but those tiny ones you kind of have to look for. Otherwise, about as sunny as you'd want. Another pitch outside, low and away, 2-0. Segura steps out of the box, takes a couple of practice swings, number 8. And that is a well-decorated helmet there. And swings away at a pitch upstairs, 2-1.
Seems like Paige Sanders likes the heart this tough, as she's been throwing mainly fastballs. Looks to have a pretty good one.
Robinson, I'm going to have to double-check their conference affiliation. I remember them for years out of the Apollo. Here's a shot to a shallow center, and a center fielder comes in, makes the play. Paige Kelly hauls it in. And the runner has to stay put. So here comes the pitcher. Dominant on the mound. Dominant at the plate, Emma Gibson. Pitch outside. You know, I have no problem with those uniforms, you know, the ghost numbers, as I call them. But if this was a football team, I might be whining.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you couldn't read them, I guarantee you. Not when they're at the other end of the field.
But football's, you know, football's its own animal. Here's a pitch downstairs. Gibson getting the win, and no margin of error on our last visit here Tuesday. Real, here's a pitch upstairs. Boy, heard a conversation. Someone said, you know, there's no such thing as a rising fastball in baseball. It's the nature of the beast. You throw underhanded, and that was the ultimate rising fastball there. And Gibson swung away. Power versus power. Comes up empty. Here's a mile-high shot just beyond the pitcher's mound. And Gibson is retired. And we're one and done inning-wise. No score after one. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Olivia Smith stands in there, and I missed that first pitch. Was that a
ball?
It was a ball, okay. Ball one for Olivia Smith.
Just
number
a little
five hitter, five, six, and seven hitters. Here's a pitch downstairs. Make it 2-0. That's one thing about Gibson. You never see her really get frustrated out there. At least I haven't in my experience. Here's that pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike. My question is the wind kind of a distraction? I mean, you know, you're deep into the season. It's almost like here's a pitch in at the knees. Called strike 2-2. Not that it's a physical impediment so much as it's more like a gnat or a fly bugging you, like a concentration issue. If I have that right. But again, I've never pitched at a high level. Here's a ball shot back to the screen. Robinson, they got some great looking helmets. Maroon with the white rotating stripes and cursive R up front. Black pants.
One thing you could say, though, they're kind of used to the wind this year. It has been windy in most of these games.
Yeah, Mother Nature is. Here's a pitch.
Struck
over the heart of plate, dropped, but. Great job on defense, as always, by Taylor Delaney, as she will get it over to Rutherford for the putout. We have a little bit of a conference here. I don't know whether they're saying that Smith got a piece of it. Some question here, as Coach Eric Dean wanted to talk something over there. I didn't pick up on it, did you?
Well, supposedly she's pointing to her elbows, got hit, but she swung, so I don't know exactly how that would have been possible.
Here we go. Now on to the next hitter, 22, Maddie Miller. Miller looks at a called strike.
For Emma, her third strikeout already. Here in just a second.
Miller fouls the next one out of play. And she's in the 0-2 hole. Want to thank Levi Ubelt, keeping this operation together in Mission Control. 0-2 pitch upstairs. That's as upstairs as you can get without the ball going back to the screen. So make it 1-2. Just a way to get into the hitter's head just a little bit. Here's a chop to third on the 1-2. And fielded beautifully there by Bussman. She gets it over to Rutherford. 5-3 and back to the dugout with you.
I remember last, Tuesday our game was? After that first inning, the game just almost went all the way straight to the seventh instantly. There just wasn't much going on either side.
Katie went around. I love that. Is there a better baseball name than that? Softball name? Went around. In fact, she went around there. And, boy, she's got a mean swing. She looks like trouble if she could extend the ball. So now she swings away, fouls it back to the screen, and quickly 0-2. It's went around without the end at the end. Went around. 0-2 pitch from Gibson.
Ah, changeup.
And, boy, did she take something off of that baby. That is another strikeout for Gibson. I'm telling you, we're going to have a calculator before this one's done. Four Ks.
Four Ks and climbing.
So we have played one and a half. Still no score from Salem. You're listening to a regional action. Gillespie battling Robinson right here on WSMI. Well, Carl DeBar, Gillespie certainly has a prolific offense, but, again, pitchers are going to bring their best this time of year, and certainly, boy, quite an adversary up there for Robinson.
Paige Sanders, she won last night 4-2, so she gave up two runs, and they were late, I heard, from a fan that came and watched.
And Eve Kaduk in there first, takes a look at a pitch downstairs, 1-0. 5, 6, and 7 hitters this go-around. Wrigley Rutherford, Megan Reif, waiting in the wings. Don't know what the wings thing is all about, but here's a bunt dropped at the last moment, and boy, you talk about a pitcher who just has the muscle memory on defense. I mean, it's just one motion, ball.
Have a feeling, if she won the pitcher, she'd probably be the shortstop.
Holy cow.
Quick to the ball, too. So the bunt's even pretty good bunt. She's on it so quick. And then, like you say, has a quick release throw. But not too likely to get reach on the bunt here.
She looks like a machine. And here's a pitch just out of the zone upstairs, I believe. And, again, we haven't seen either team really in duress at this point. But just seems to have a cool, calm demeanor. Doesn't really wear her heart on her sleeve, just goes around the mound, getting down to business, and very, very efficient again. Quick pitcher. Here's a pitch upstairs, 2-0 now for Rutherford. Winds, fires upstairs, and Rutherford offers. Did she go around?
Yep. Called it the strike.
2-1. Rutherford patrolling first base today. Now, an outfielder would say, really, patrolling? We got to cover all this ground. You say the first baseman patrols? Pitch downstairs just below the knees. She's thankful the good Lord put her knees where, the little higher. Got a ball there. You know, I feel sorry for the kid who plays softball and has knees just above their ankles. Here's a pitch over the heart of the plate. And that will move it to 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. I think that's the first time today for that scenario. Haven't seen any walks, if I'm correct.
No walks.
3-2 offering, and this one will skip in the dirt. And Rutherford will claim the first walk for either side.
Kind of strange, he threw the first really slow changeup that she's thrown on a 3-2 pitch. It hit the dirt.
It almost looked like she was thinking about it, kind of like...
I would think that'd be the pitch you want to throw a 3-2. You're just going to stay. You threw hard all the rest of the time.
Almost like she rethought about delivery time.
Well,
here's a ball in fair territory popped up, and it looked like the catcher had a good beat on it, but Sydney Harmon, close but no cigar, as Megan Reif stands in, she stays alive. You take a break like that, and again, didn't go far, but what I can't quantify is how much that gusty wind comes into play. Didn't look like it messed with it too much, but here's the first pitch to Wright, fouled back sharply.
I would think you get it down the right field line, get it up and high, the wind's going to help it a lot to get out of here.
Get those 88 degrees as we start off, but it doesn't feel like 88 with that breeze, even though it's a southern breeze. Here's a pitch upstairs. The runner will advance. Beyond the reach of the catcher, and a 1-1 count. So Rutherford now in scoring position. South wind at 24 miles an hour. So I'm trying to do the math here. I'm thinking, oh, here's a pitch upstairs and away. Through my scientific analysis, looking at a flag, a shot to right field, a lazy fly ball could carry on a life of its own.
It really could. You get it up in the air a lot. That'll be the key.
Another pitch upstairs. 3-1. Rife with a chance to swing away here. But you'd like to just, at a minimum, get the ball in play and move Relliford along, get the first run of the game. Here's a ball shot over the minor dugout. Robinson, I believe Jasper County, if memory serves correct. The neck of the woods of the old. Here's another shot foul behind the screen. That neck of the woods, you've got the birthplace and the resting place of one Burl Ives. Silver and gold. I think a town of 200 in that general neck of the woods is where he came from. Here we go. Megan Rife, this at bat has had a life of its own. Ball and foul ground. And the first baseman will track it down. That's Katie Winteround. Katie Winteround. It's hard not to say that in. That's not there. But another out there as she takes care of business.
Went around the dugout there, right in front of it. The Gillespie Minor dugout. Caught it.
Here's the hero of Tuesday's win. Macy Wright. Responsible for the lone run, the number eight hitter. So a potent bat there toward the bottom of the lineup. And I think one of the reasons she's at the bottom is because she's a freshman. Imagine the ceiling this girl has. Pitch out of the zone, 1-0. Pitch upstairs, well out of the zone. It's got to be the joy of coaching, watching these kids develop. Even with all of the bumps in the road with rainouts and everything else. Pitch downstairs. And she's aggressive but patient. 2-1, I do believe. The dugout is blocking our view of the scoreboard. Dugout's just going to have to be removed. Pitch downstairs on a 3-1 count. I didn't read the fingers that well. 3-1, so we have another walk, second walk of the day. And the backstop heads up there. Taylor Delaney.
Makings of a little rally, maybe. Really haven't hit the ball, except for a little pop-up, but now all it takes is a bloop it down the line somewhere.
Runners at first and second. Delaney looks at a pitch upstairs, 1-0.
Paige Sanders is controlled, a little off here as she's walked a couple.
Yeah, got off to a great start. Trying to get that spot once again. Robinson 15 and 13. They are now in the. Here's a pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike, 1-1. They are now in the Little Illini Conference, and that is that's a pretty good proving ground. They had a winning record, 1-7 in the conference. That kind of tells you about who they play. So they're used to stiff competition. Here's a pitch upstairs, masterful. Again, rising fastball, and now Delaney's in the hole. 1-2 count. Now you just want to make contact, put that ball in play. Robinson, a winner over the host squad, Salem. 4-2 yesterday to get to this game. Here's a pitch downstairs, 2-2. I will say one thing. If Robinson didn't get that victory, it might have been a little harder to get a parking spot.
No doubt as both.
Here's the two strike pitch in there at the knees. And we talk about it all the time, clutch pitching. That's a definition of clutch pitching right there. Right on the perfect spot. Just like splitting an atom. And Gillespie out of the inning despite their best effort. So we have played two, and the top of the third coming up, no score between Robinson and Gillespie. You're listening to Postseason Softball on WSMI. And we're back, top of the third inning. And I wouldn't say we're back as far as the wind goes. It never left. The first pitch to the next batter, Charlie McCulpin, in there for a called strike. McCulpin looks at strike two as Emma hasn't lost her way. I don't even think she's struggling in a back-to-back pitch term. She's just played her game all the way through. Here's a wave and a miss. She makes quick work of McCulpin.
Now, she had her struggle all her inning. That was when she had a 2-0 count. Since that's pretty much the worst struggle she's had in this game so far.
8-9-1 hitters this inning, and Cadence Brashear. You know, I'm going to learn to read someday.
Brashear.
Yeah, maybe I do need glasses. Maybe we need an obstacle sponsor. Cadence Brashear looks at a pitch outside, low and away. Brashear looks at a called strike. Masterful pitch there. Got that heater working out here today. And, yes, the K's do rack up a little bit. Right-handed batter here. Wave and a miss comes up empty there. So got another two-strike count as she continues to get ahead of the hitters, 1-2. Digs in. There's another wave and a miss as Gibson's speeds continue to change. Back-to-back K's to open things up in T3 here, top of the third.
Six strikeout already for Emma Gibson.
Paige Kelly, number five, open things up with a strikeout. They are right-handed hitter dominated. She's got that slugger stance, elbow raised high, wave and a miss. Two outs, you know, why not roll the dice a little bit? Try to get an extra base hit and hope one of your teammates can push you across. Gibson, the 0-1. This one lined to second, grounded to second, and fielded cleanly there. Burton only takes care of business, gets it to Rutherford, and another inning. Again, don't blink. It's over before it starts. 1-2-3, another couple of Ks for Gibson, headed to the bottom of the third. Still no score from Salem. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. As they say at the corner of Clark and Addison, many a celebrity has said it. Harry Carey said it. Let's get some runs.
So far, Paige Sanders has pretty much kept Gillespie in check with a couple of walks. She struck out one. Only allowed, what, three base runners, I guess, so far.
Two on the last time, and I think we have a new pitcher up there. We do indeed.
It's a little surprising.
So I don't know if pitch count comes into play or soreness or anything else.
Pitch count wouldn't come into play on the girls, so.
Yeah, Bussman, see, that I learn something new every day, which is not a good thing. Bussman swings away.
Yep, it is. Sir, wind route. Go figure, she's coming to the game.
So two strikes now on Bussman, who led off with a single in the bottom of the first. Here she does a swinging bunt, if you will. And, boy, those wheels are something. Grounded to the second baseman. No fault of the second baseman. It's just the afterburners kicked in like F-22 Raptor flying down the line. And before you knew it, Bussman was in there using that speed to her advantage. And now Bertinoli with a chance to get something cooking here as Gillespie looks at someone different on the hill. Pitching there for a called strike on the outside corner. So
Katie went around from first to pitch. And Paige Sanders moved over to first base.
And I try to find out if, you know, while it's not an official thing, and holds that bat out there for a called strike, or
well, she did walk
swinging strike, line. Essentially.
I'm going to guess she pitched last night. We don't not.
I was going to say.
And if she walked a couple that second inning, that's very unusual for her maybe, and she said, yeah, my arm's a little tired. Could be the case.
Bertinoli grounded to the pitcher first time up. Here she chops into third, and third baseman fields it on her knees, and Reagan Manhart does a great job just to keep the runners staying put.
Tried to get the
slow
girl,
roller.
Tried to get the girl at second as she went past second, but she was alert. So the Miners do get a little things cooking right here. Hopefully.
Two on again, but this time nobody out.
Yeah, big difference.
Chloe Segura.
Remember, Chloe hit it well, but unfortunately right at the outfielder.
Yep, flied out to center first time up.
There's
a pitch in the dirt. The runners will get a free move up 80 feet card off the Monopoly board. So runners now at second and third. And Segura gets ahead of the count. Yeah, both teams have played strong defense. They are definitely in postseason form. Pitch upstairs. Good crowd. Have a few folks lined up in the outfield. You know, those bag chairs, that was a great invention. They look a lot better, too, than the old plaid metal things I saw as getting the 70s. Here's a pitch.
Only one in the dirt.
Gets away, gets into the dirt, and Gillespie's on the board.
Deja vu. That is how they scored their one run in the first regional game.
So, you know, forgive me on the Robinson side of things, but as soon as I talked about mistake-free back-to-back pitches in the dirt, paved the way for the first Gillespie run. Always tough to come in relief
unexpectedly,
in a postseason situation.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect to have to come in, especially in the third inning. And coach for Robinson is sensing it slipping away quickly if they don't, you know, get something going as far as outs.
We'll take a 30-second break, and no, you know, we won't scratch that. I was just about to say, I think this might go on a little longer, and it looks like they're going to make a switch, and maybe we'll still kind of figuring out the old lineup card here. We'll take a 30-second break back after this. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Well, shoot, that was a hard one to read. I think we could have taken another minute here, but it looks like they're blowing up the lineup card. I'm not exactly sure what will come of it, but we'll find out here in a moment.
Paige Sanders, who was at first, looks like she might be coming out of the game completely. So she might have some injury, like I say. I'm assuming she pitched the game yesterday. See, number 13 is heading to third. That'll be a change.
Kaylee Bice, a sophomore, pressed into duty.
Oh, this is
two and one
long
count.
Delay.
For Segura.
So Katie went around and is still pitching.
Here comes that 2-1 chopped in the dirt. Even things up. So the break, maybe a nice mental health break. As She's thrown a couple of effective pitches here. 2-2 on the way. Runner at third, threatening. Pitch on the outside corner. Make that three effective pitches in a row, and a big strikeout there. But still only one down for Emma Gibson. After a 1-0 win on Tuesday, suddenly that runner at third seems like a bigger deal than usual. Went around finding her way, the sophomore.
There we go.
Another pitch in the dirt, gets away. Runner was halfway there. Now she scoots back and then goes back home.
Good running.
And makes it.
That was just smart base running.
Just ahead of the tag.
Wow.
And again, being decisive.
Yeah, the catcher threw it too quick, which gave her plenty of time to just take off back for home and slide in before they could tag her.
You know, and that's a tough thing. You can't exactly
you can't exactly
practice for that effectively.
She didn't give her any run back, and that pretty much just made it easy for her to turn around and come on home. Big run for the Miners.
So now 2-0. Gibson looks at a called strike. Gibson lined out to the shortstop her first time up. 1-1 count. Right-handed batter. Foot toward the front of the box. Gets a piece. Bat goes flying, and
ball just
no arm, no foul.
Yeah. Fortunately for the catcher's body, he functions. You know, didn't get whacked with that bat.
Always scary in the majors when you see that. You know, and again, those guys, you know, they got gloves on and other substances for the grip of the bat, and sometimes that backfires, and it goes in the stands, and it's always creepy. And you never find out how the fan hears a wave and a miss pitch downstairs. And, you know, despite some problems with control as far as pitches in the dirt, otherwise, the Witterout has been pretty effective here.
Well, yeah, she's struck out, too. Well, both outs that she's gotten are strikeouts. No ball was really hit hard. Slow roller to third baseman who couldn't make a play in time to get it out.
Eve Kaduk hit into a 1-3. Ground out the first time. Hits this one sharply to short. Boy, fielded nicely there by Olivia Smith. And, boy, I mean, we're seeing some great infield defense in particular out here today. Good stuff there. So Kaduk is out. Second ground out, and we have played three complete, and Gillespie jumps on top. 2-0, fourth inning on the way. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Well, we're back. Reagan Manhart, number two hitter. Boy, is she a free swinger. She goes after that yellow ball like it took her lunch money, and right now she's got a two-strike count. Got that explosive stance. Hits a grounder to third, and boy, nice laser there from Bussman to Rutherford, and quickly one down. 2-3 and four hitters this go around. 5-3 to open up the fourth. Now with the lineup change, Bice stands in there. Bice looks at a called strike. A lot of youth on this Robinson roster, a lot of sophomores. Strong junior class. Here, pitch out of the zone. Just two seniors. So they're not just playing an important game today, but building for the future at the same time. Pitch upstairs. Close one there, just above the letters.
Yeah, Kelly Bice came in to play third when Paige Sanders left the game.
Ooh. Here's a wave and a miss. Gibson feeling it there. She's not shy about striking you out. Now she's got the two-strike count. This pitch outside, and hey, great eye from Bice. That's tough for a sophomore in the postseason.
Yeah, they didn't miss by much.
Here it comes, pitch on the 3-2. It, boy, I mean, it was as borderline as it gets. And the runner is off to first base. Bice takes a well-deserved walk. Now Harmon stands in. Harmon waves and misses at the heater. Here's Gibson, rocks and fires. Another shot fouled back. You know, I'm disappointed.
Haven't been playing Tree Plunko.
You read me well.
What? It's been shooting right through him without hitting any of the branches.
I mean, that was half,
figure that out.
That was half the entertainment. Tuesday's game of Plinko. 0-2 pitch.
Change up.
And a swing and a miss. And she tried to catch up, and it would have taken a month of Sundays to do that. So two down. And in stands Smith, who struck out her first time up.
Emma Gibson gets her seventh strikeout. One walk, that's right there now on first.
Pitch upstairs and away, and you have to admire the defense of this team because sometimes Gibson can give them a little too much R&R.
True.
But they stay locked in. Pitch on the outside corner for a called strike.
Well, one good thing, though, Sean, is she doesn't mess around on pitches. So even if she strikes someone out, it doesn't take too long.
Yeah. Here's another shot fouled back. Again, we're denying any Plinko fun. Two-strike pitch upcoming. But, you know, all this nutty stuff that Rob Manfred does with MLB, you know, bringing Emma Gibson as a consultant. Keep the game moving. 1-2 on the way. Here's a dribbler over to first. And on the inner portion of the bat, takes all kinds of weird curves.
Wow.
Fielded cleanly, unassisted put out there by Relliford. And we are done with 3.5. Gillespie still on top, 2-0. Miners digging to advance further in the postseason. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Wrigley Relliford leading things off. For the Miners, it's a joy watching this umpiring crew work. They just do a great job of managing a game. So here's another inning of work for Katie Winterout. Pitch upstairs and away. Been pretty sharp in relief, just the occasional ball in the dirt. And, you know, this time of year you pay big consequences.
She basically got the two easy runs with a little ground balls that beat, they were able to beat them out on the infield, and then the wild pitches brought them home.
Here's a chop down the line.
Wow, ball.
And it will drift over the left side of the chalk on the third baseline, and we'll do it again. 1-1.
That would have been an interesting one to see. Third baseman was back pretty far there, Bryce. Kelly Bryce, who's taken over at third base. And the third baseman, Manhart's at first, by the way, letting you know.
The more things change, well, the more they change. Here comes that 1-1. And a chop in the dirt. And this
that
one, I think, will stay foul because it went off the plate. Which
off her ankle.
Off her ankle. There you go. I was already looking at the.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was fair as could be, but.
I'm like the wide receiver.
How'd he get there, yeah.
Looking down the field before I had the ball.
Off the toes somewhere.
1-2. And here's a soft hit just beyond the mound. Sometimes soft is your friend as shortstop handles it, but you know, by the time she had the ball in her grasp, you really had to gamble a little bit, and Relliford makes it easily to first on a single.
So it'll be like the third infield hit the Miners have picked up, but it worked well for them last inning. They got two runs out of it.
Again, Gillespie, the home club, in the white unis here today. Megan Reif, who lined out to first. It looks at a called strike. Maybe showed the bat a little bit there as she's looking for something akin to a drag bunt, 0-1. Shows bunt, pulls back, and the count will even up at 1-1. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed to see Paige Sanders leave because this just had the feel of just a great pitcher's duel.
Okay, no, like so, I say, she's come in and struck out too.
Yeah.
That was kind of foul.
Went around, has got some good stuff.
Struggled at the beginning, gave up those two little hits, and after that, the wild pitches, you know, she hasn't thrown so many since then.
So ahead of the count, that's half the battle. Well, more than half the battle. And Megan Reif trying to stay alive here at 1-2.
Good
another
save.
Pitch downstairs, and this one skipped a little bit in the dirt.
Cindy Harmon with a great stop there.
Two on the way. Here's a mean chop to third, fielded cleanly, and a quick 5-3 runner advances. Another thing that's interesting, a big difference between Winterround and Sanders. Sanders works so quickly. It's like boom, 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 boom. I'm not saying she works slow, but on occasion she gives a little thought and consideration of what she's sending up to the mound.
Doesn't have the pace that either Emma Gibson or, yeah, Paige Sanders had.
Here we go. Macy Wright. Looks at a called strike. Wright walked her first time up. The hero on Tuesday, along with Gibson. Here's a pitch. Upstairs, that in at the letters for a called strike. So now Macy in the hole. Got that wide stride as far as her setup in the box. Looks at a pitch downstairs. 1-2. On deck, Delaney. As the Miners look to get the top of the order back up there. Here's a chop off the plate, off the dish, and we'll do it again. You know, I talked earlier about Robinson being a part of the Apollo Conference. My first gig was in Taylorville, and that was the Apollo Conference at the time. Robinson, Newton, and Paris, and a very Eastern Illinois-dominated conference. I think of this, here's a 1-2. Pitch upstairs and away, 2-2. I remember this NHL little graphic that showed the teams changing and expanding year by year. It's like you can almost do it with the Apollo Conference. It's hard to keep track of this stuff anymore.
Well, the conferences have really changed. They really have.
Here's a pitch. Downstairs, inside.
In fact, South Central
by Wright.
South Central will be welcoming in the North MAC to the conference starting football.
Got to bring those Macoupin County rivalries into play.
Got them all in now.
Sangamo's great. Here's the 3-2. This one just below the knees. That's heartbreaker there for Winterhout. And, boy, just great patience by Macy Wright as she gets her second walk today. Well, you got to love getting that kind of production out of the eighth slot. Now let's see what Taylor Delaney can do. Struck out her first time up. Went her out upstairs.
Oh, looking bunt there, weren't they? Third
yeah,
and
they
first,
were
both charged hard.
You know, it took me a little while to get used to the softball masks But having seen Gladiator so many times, I just picture Russell Crowe. Maximus. Here's the pitch.
Strike called on that one.
I serve Marcus Aurelius. I serve Rome. But that's, I see, now I'm mixing softball and high school plays into one thing, and that's not going to work. Here we go. Two-strike pitch. This one fouled in the dirt. Backwards. Delaney's staying alive. I have a little chat here with Coach Smith. I really enjoyed talking with her on the sports show.
Michelle's had a lot of good teams.
Telegraph
included.
Yeah, Telegraph Small Schools Coach of the Year last year. She gets a workout, boy. She walks the field, manages the whole team. Here's a pitch upstairs. Very plugged in. I mean, I wish I had. Like, I have tunnel vision in life. And she just sees a 360-degree view of everything. Two-strike pitch on the way to Delaney. This one stroked. Well, it was stroked in foul ground and didn't know. It looked like it might have caught on the fly, but apparently a trap. Got one skip in there before it got to the first baseman.
In fact, it was on that extra base. I think it skipped right off it.
2-2. Winner out delivers. Pitch upstairs, and that will take the count full, 3-2.
Big pitch here. Katie, who's had a little struggle with control sometimes.
Runners at first and second. And this one, a called strike in at the letters. Really in the same vicinity as the previous pitch, so there's a real thin margin of error up there in that upper part of the strike zone. All right, here's Bussman. 2-for-2 today. Left-handed batter, wide open stance, showing bunt, and carries a mean stick. That's not your advance runner bunt.
That's a hit.
Lays
bunt.
It down third base side and uses those wheels to get to first base without a problem.
So what do we got? Bases loaded. Big spot now.
Yep, if this was a motel, this field in front of us, it would have the no vacancy light. Sacks are indeed jammed with two down and Bertinoli standing in. Lauren Bertinoli singled and scored last time up. She's dangerous on the base pass. Swings at a pitch downstairs. 0-1. And boy, what an outstanding second baseman.
Made some big defensive plays in this regional already. Tell you what, Sean, the wind has died down considerably.
Certainly.
Hear a pin drop.
Makes it a little easier to listen to us. And here's a pitch in there for a called strike. So 0-2 pitch, and winner out with a chance to get out of this inning with the bases loaded. Let's see what Bertinoli does here. Chops it to short, and shortstop was looking at third, but the runner was already there. The hustle comes through again. By the time she looked to first, the runner was pretty much parked there. So another run comes home, and it's a 3-0 ball game. And Rutherford lands herself a little place to relax on the pine as she comes home. Same situation, bases loaded for Chloe Segura. Segura hits it sharply to short. This time, no messing around as Livia Smith shoots it over to Manhart. Well, we have played four complete. Gillespie scores another run, and they are now on top 3-0. Top of the fifth coming up. Gillespie leading Robinson. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And we're back at Salem. Standing in now for Robinson, Matty Miller. Was that a pitch upstairs, I believe?
Yep, ball one.
There's my short-term memory for you. 1-0 pitch. Here's a shot stroke to third. Oh, man. Let me tell you, Busman should be in the military inventory, that right arm. That is a cannon. That's a howitzer. What a throw over there to first as she opens things up with a 5-3 put out. Here comes Winter out. Struck out her first time up. And Gibson's just in the zone. She's locked in. Pitch in there just off the zone, 1-0. Yeah, when Gibson misses, she doesn't miss by much, and sometimes you wonder if it's by design.
Sure, she's trying to get him to swing at the pitches just off the plate.
Here's a pitch over the heart of the plate. Throws the heater, swing and a miss, and a count evens up at 1-1. Robinson trying to get on the board. Now trailing 3-0. Time starting to run out here. Here's a ground ball fielded nearly cleanly there by Coach Eric Dean. And it's 1-2. Gibson with a chance to make quick work of this inning. Rocks, fires, and a pitch downstairs. And went around. Swings and comes up empty.
Emma's eighth strikeout.
Boy, the torque she gets when she comes through that windup is impressive. Charlie McColpin struck out her first time up. Number seven.
There's a good
pitch
one.
For a called strike, and again, pitch upstairs at the letters.
And it's where she varies it. Varies the speeds, varies the locations. Low there.
Aaron McColpin waving a miss as a nice little change of speed there from Gibson. I'm telling you, you can't even get a sip of coffee with some of these innings.
Yes,
pitch sir. On the outside corner on the 0-2. And McColpin is off to the dugout. And that's another bonus because now the number 9 hitter will lead off the next go-round. And everything's a little bit of a bonus when you make short work of innings. So we have now played 4.5, and Gillespie holding on to a 3-0 lead over Robinson in this title game. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Emma Gibson stands in. And I looked at my scorebook. I believe that was outside.
Ball.
All right. The one thing Gibson hasn't done today is help her own cause. 0-2 today. Struck out her last time up. Again, works that front of the box. Swings at a pitch in the lower part of the zone. Gets a piece of it. And quickly, it's 1-1. Eve Kaduk also looking for her first hit of the day. Is on deck. Rutherford after that as we have the 4, 5, and 6 hitters here in the bottom of the fifth. See, it's always awkward, you know. It's like, you know, the majors, you're up there in the press box. They don't hear about what you said until afterwards. Now, we got the player, like, what do you think, 12 feet away?
This is true.
It's like, what have you done athletically, pal? Who are you talking about?
And they have bats.
Like, all I have is my illustrious shot in this career. Here's a wave and a miss. Nice little change of speed working the lower part of the zone. And Gibson in a 1-2 hole. And those stories, if you didn't go to the Olympics, there's not a whole lot of interest in those. If you didn't go to Charleston, I only went to Charleston for Big Red training camp. Not as a participant. Here's a chop wide of the third baseman. Grounder with little digging power there. Wide a third, and Gibson, I think we inspired her, running our mouths, flapping our jaws, gets her first single of the day.
And say this, that was the hardest hit single of the day. Most of them have been the bunt, swing bunt, or just a weak ground ball. So that was the hardest hit ball so far in the game.
Remind me of the Gopher in Caddyshack. I can almost hear Kenny Loggins in my head as the ball was going toward the outfield. So here's Eve Kaduk looking for her first hit. See if it's habit for him. Drops a bunt. This will be a tough one. Went around. Rushes to the ball, which went about 4 feet ahead of the plate. Great toss there from Winteroud. Runner will advance, but Kaduka's retired on the sacrifice.
But the Miners do get that runner in scoring position, and another run. Boy, that seems big, don't it? 3-4. When it takes a grand slam to tie you, 4 just sounds good.
So Rutherford in there. Reached and scored last time up. Pitch inside and low. Singled and scored, in fact. 1-for-1, reaching twice today. Walked and was stranded back in a second. Here's a mean shot, boy. What did the...
Coach,
what did the Robinson girls say to you before the game? That was a weapon of war, that line shot into the Robinson dugout.
Don't want to wake them up. Keep their bats quiet.
Robinson Maroons. One strike pitch, I should say, in there for strike number two. Catches the outside corner. Let's see what we have. Another Maroons team up in Champaign, I believe. Belleville West. Popular name around the turn of the previous century. Here's a shot to center. And nice move there by Paige Kelly. And a good throw to... keep the runner locked in at second.
I was watching Paige Kelly in center field in the warm-ups, and she can cover a lot of range, so if you hit it right at her, you can pretty much just well walk back to the dugout.
Megan Rife trying to get her first hit of the day. She lined to a first and hit into a 5-3 ground out in the fourth. Right-handed batter gets close to the dish. Most do. Pitch upstairs. 1-0.
And we have three different sections of bleachers.
There's a shot right at it. Second baseman, Maddie Miller. And that is the end of that inning. Runner in scoring position, stranded, but Gillespie moving closer to trying to collect a title here. It's inning number 6 on the way next. Your score, Gillespie on top of Robinson, 3-0. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Now, Cadence Brashear, a free swinger, stands in, and it's a mean shot to the screen, 0-1. 9-1-2 hitters, and boy, power versus power there, and Gibson wins that battle with the fastball.
High fastball there. See if she tries to go inside and low.
Here comes the 1-2.
Nope, higher.
Upstairs.
The wake me up pitch.
Yep, they took an elevator ride to the top.
Emma Gibson, 9 strikeouts already in this game, looking for number 10.
2-2, chance for another, and ring her up. Outside corner for a called strike, and, sometimes I have a challenge doing play-by-play and keeping the score. Right now I just feel like I'm just going to get a little K-stamp when she's pitching.
Makes it easier then.
Yeah. Paige Kelly in there has made a couple of fine plays up in center field. Looking for her first hit. Hits have been hard to come by in the worst way. Here's a shot toward the dugout again.
Got one blooper.
Friendly fire second, this time.
Second base. That's the only hit I remember them getting in this game.
So they get it early. Here's a wave and a miss with the 1-1 pitch and make it 1-2 as she is in the hole now. Kelly trying to stay alive.
Number 11 coming here.
Gibson smells blood. And the shark bites into another victim.
Seemed to have her all out of configuration there in the batter's box. So what does she do? Throws her even the slowest changeup and screws her into the ground.
Manhart attacks the first pitch. Sends it to center.
Off her glove.
And Kaduk can't handle it. That one just had a little extra... A little extra oomph on it, and Manhart will run up to second. Good approach. Off the glove, I guess you have to call it an E.
Yeah, it just went off her glove. I mean, it wasn't like she made a bad play onto it. She got a good jump, got the glove on it, and popped right out.
You almost hate to take a hit away from a kid who
hit
it on the nose. But E8 it is. Here's a pitch outside corner for a called strike to Bice. Number 13, no superstition in her world. 0-1. Wave and a miss, 0-2, as Gibson mixes those speeds nicely. 13, always one of my faves. Dan Marino, Kurt Warner, you name it. 0-2 offering. Ooh. And Bice just can't catch up. Another K. Special K does it again.
12. 12
wow.
On the game.
Wow. Dirty dozen. 5.5 on the board. Bottom of the sixth coming up. 3-0 Miners. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. 8-9-1 hitters head to the plate this half inning for the Miners. You know, I'm just glad that we don't sound like Jim Cantore broadcasting from whatever weather disaster is unfolding in America, the wind dying down just a little. But is that the calm before the storms and more unstable weather out there? But Macy Wright, the dangerous number 8 hitter, stands in. Here's a pitch downstairs, 1-0. I look at just the way she plays the game. What in the heck is she going to be like as a senior?
Yeah, that's a young Miners team, too.
Mm. Not the heap expectations on what I believe, what, a 14-year-old probably. But just has a real serious approach to the game. I believe that's 2-0 outside. But when you're a part of this, this is a reloading, not a rebuilding kind of program. Here's a mean chop, but a great job of Winterow to come up with it. She just... I love Macy Wright, how she's got that little bit of snarl. She doesn't have that, I'm a freshman, I'm happy to be here. Now, I mean business, but great defensive play there by Winterout, 1-3 ground out. And Delaney, looking for her first hit, struck out a couple of times today, trying to get off to Schneid in the K department. Winterout would like to keep the status quo going. Pitch out there for a called strike. Nifty pitch, and Winterout's found her way. She has not had as much of an issue with that pitch in the dirt. She's, found her way control-wise.
On the groove.
Here's a mean shot fouled back to the screen. Got some good metal on that one.
Remember, she only had that problem when runners got on base. So
there is
that factor. Sometimes that's because there's a runner on the base kind of just gets her out of her groove.
Hard to ignore them, hard to, and of course you don't pitch from the stretch in softball. 0-2 on the way. This one low. One and two.
Must threw what, four or five wild pitches that, well, they all came to help. The Miners get some of the, most of their runs.
I'll tell you what, this Gillespie crew over here, sitting behind a fence, I mean, I hear them, and when I'm not looking at them, it sounds like 80 people. But it's just like 10 people who sound like this. Here's a shot to second. It's a smoker, but a 4-3 put out as Myers did a great job fielding that hopper. Gets it over to first, and two down. But they bring the noise, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That's not unusual for the Miner fans. Tell you what, two of the hardest hit balls, but they were one hops, both of them, right at the defenders.
Here's Bussman trying to go 4-for-4 and using one of her weapons, or at least threatening to use it, the bunt. Pulls back, takes a look at a called strike.
The bunt, the swing bunt, you named it.
The power having that speed at the top of the order, especially in these nail-biter kind of games. 0-1. And a bunt goes in the wrong direction, and an 0-2 count now for Reagan Bussman.
She's made a couple of the best defensive plays in this game at third base. Not only fielding the ball, but making strong throws to first to get the out.
I swear that ball's breaking the sound barrier. Here's a wave and a miss. And Bussman retired for the first time today. And she doesn't make it easy to do that. You know, puts that bat out there and got a good eye for it. But that was a, as innings go, I think that's about as quick as it's been for Gillespie today. 1-2-3, bam, and it's over. Robinson down to their final three outs, hoping for a big rally and something they can talk about for years to come. Their hands are full, though. They will come in with the 4, 5, and 6 hitters when we return. Inning number 7 on the way. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Emma Gibson dominant, a one-hitter here today, and going for the shutout. Faces Harmon. Harmon jumps on the first pitch, and I thought we were going to have more Plinko fun. Maybe
that was a
kind
Plinko.
Of Plinko'd the tree a little bit.
It almost never came down. It went into super.
That's only like the second Plinko moment today. Off the power pole and the tree.
Ooh, great change.
Here's a wave and a miss as Gibson takes. Oh, geez. It's like when a thunderstorm shows up and the temperature drops 25 degrees. Kind of the same thing with the speed of that pitch, 0-2.
Yes, indeedy.
Harmon chops at a pitch upstairs. Gibson ranges to her right to field it. And a great throw to first to take care of business. Two down.
12 strikeouts, one walk. Emma Gibson, Gillespie Miners. Looking for a potential shutout for a regional championship.
Livia Smith, is this her final at bat? A senior, right-handed batter. Gets that front foot as far as you can in the box. Boy, those girls really, you can tell it's been right-handed dominated today because
tore it up.
Yeah, here's a wave and a miss. Power versus power. And Gibson moves closer. 0-2 on the way. Yeah, it's standing about 3 inches below ground in that subterranean batter's box. Next pitch will go off the screen. It would have been a tough play for Delaney. It stayed in the park, so to speak. But
she couldn't spot it.
No.
That's the problem. You don't know where it is. There's no way to catch it then.
You don't learn that overnight.
I remember, and I believe she made a great play in that first game.
Yeah.
Just popped up and made a quick two-step dive and caught it.
Here's Gibson, 0-2 on the way. Here's another shot fouled out of play. She's not here to play. She has no interest in Plinko. Robinson just wanting to get the ignition going. Get some runners here.
There it is.
And 0-2 and a wave and a miss again. masterful change of speeds. And now how's that K toll?
Baker's dozen, 13.
So now it's up to Parker standing in there. Megan Parker, a sophomore. Two down as Gillespie is a step away from moving on in postseason play.
And the good news, you get to play at home. Sectionals, Gillespie Miners.
Home cooking.
Tuesday, I believe, will be the first game. Weather permitting, of course.
That's half the battle.
We'll see how the Saturday games go.
Yeah, we'll mention that here in a moment. Here's the ball drop for a bunt. Fielded by Delaney. Throw to first, and it's over. 2-3 put out. Ooh. And Gillespie collects a 3-0 victory. And again, they didn't go out and destroy the competition. What they were again today was opportunistic. And if you make a mistake, you have a little problem with your control, they're not going to be merciful. They pounce. And another well-earned win as they beat a Robinson club that just based on their resume was getting better and better as the season wore on. So big victory for Gillespie. We'll be back to wrap it up, and we'll talk about tomorrow's action. You're listening to High School Softball, your final score, Gillespie 3, Robinson nothing. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And welcome back to Salem. Once again, victory for the Gillespie Miners, and you got to love the prospect of home cooking.
You really got to love that. As the Miners win this regional, led by their great superstar pitcher, Emma Gibson. 13 Ks, one walk in this ballgame. She'll be well rested. Not have to pitch till Tuesday.
You got to love it. We'll have all the details on that. And tomorrow, if the weatherman or weatherwoman, Alec, you know what, I'm sure no one will complain, blame it on a man. The weatherman, if all holds up well, and
it rarely
we
does.
Get some good weather in the late morning, we will see the Gillespie Baseball Regional Championship. That will be live at 10:50. Tim Mize will be live at the Gillespie Field for Sports Saturday. And then he'll bring you the action at 10:50 on FM 106.1. And then Gary Boker will pick up his equipment and head over to Lincoln Wood, where they'll have some home cooking. The Lincoln Wood Baseball Regional Championship. Lincoln Wood taking on the Greenfield Tigers. Greenfield Northwest Tigers, if you incorporate the co-op aspect. Live at 10:50 on AM 1540, 106.9. 92.9 FM and WSMIRadio.com. So what is your assignment tomorrow?
I will be over there with Tim to do the boys' regional championship. It was a great game, Gillespie and Carmel. I mean, nail-biting all the way. And sure enough, we get the superstorm that comes in. Really doesn't hit us except for wind and a light rain. So we have a 45-minute delay. By then, it's about dark. We play the top of the seventh inning with the Cavaliers load the bases, score a run, trailing by two, and that's how the game ends with a strikeout. Boom, just like that. But great ball game.
And again, you just you have great sportsmanship out here as always. And, one of the things I always talk about, girls / women's athletics, and I think sometimes it gets to be like a social issue. Social justice, whatever, but I do think no matter how much that's a part of the conversation, you got to market the fact that you have something unique and special, and I don't care if it's volleyball, softball, girls' basketball, there's a unique camaraderie, and I think probably a better level of team play than our kind.
It's come a long way, hasn't it? Girls' sports, I mean, my gosh, they've had a lot of great teams lately, and especially I think the basketball play and the softball play has really impressed me over the last 10 years. Where it was and where it is now, I think is amazingly upbeat compared to that decade ago.
Yeah, I know the thing that's in vogue now, take pictures of them in their prom dress with a baseball glove and eye black, you know. It's a beautiful thing, and I think the feeder programs have gotten so much better. And again, in all this, I'm not one on buzzwords. I'm not for baby bump. I don't say girl dad. I don't say various other, you know, current buzzwords. But there's something to it, though. You know, you've seen a lot of dads saying, okay, yeah, you know what, taking an interest in much less their wives who have, you know, had some success too, but really taking an interest in their daughter's athletics. I don't know if that was the case 30 years ago, but they've really built something. And you just see the knowledge of the game. The everything is second nature, defense, and some of the harder aspects of the game. You see them perform well in that regard. And sometimes you don't see that with the boys. You know, the fundamentals, oh, here comes a boot.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the fundamentals aren't what they used to be, but it seems like the girls play them as well as the boys do at this point.
Yeah, I just love watching the pace of these games. And, boy, you talk about pace and just the way a team carries themselves, you don't get much better than Gillespie. This team's a joy to watch.
Joy to watch, another regional championship. And, you know, definitely have hopes to go on. Now, the offense hasn't been scoring much. Maybe that kicks in a little bit because, boy, Emma Gibson has been amazing. And she has just pitched, what, perfect ball, basically. Not perfect games, but you don't give up the runs, you're going to win the game.
I couldn't tell any difference between Emma Gibson, the first inning pitcher, and Emma Gibson, the seventh inning pitcher.
Well, she might have been throwing harder.
You know, I think you're on to something.
She was striking more people out at the end when she smelled the blood as she ends up with the 13 strikeouts. I think she did strike out about four or five the last six outs, so she was in a groove.
Got those Dale Earnhardt-like sunglasses, and a little intimidator aspect, and she just knifed through the lineup for a one-hitter. Well done. And we'll keep this show going. Look forward to more Gillespie action next week. Well, thanks again, everyone, for tuning in today. Thanks to Levi Ubelt for running everything at Mission Control and putting up with us, or me in particular. And we thank you for listening. And we encourage you to check out this Gillespie Club next week, even if you're not one of the minor faithful. Just a fun team to watch. That's a wrap for us. The Orange and Black Attack does it again as Gillespie gets more hardware. You got to love hardware. You know, it's like you get to show the kids.
Yep, and it's there, like, in your school.
Yeah, I won. I won that. You know,
yep.
I was part of a conference championship, even though I absolutely didn't contribute to it. And then they put a cafeteria table in front of it.
that's the way
I tell you, I get no respect.
You don't get any respect.
Well, that's a wrap. Enough about me and more about this Gillespie Club. We will bring you more action. We'll talk about Gillespie and everything else going on in postseason baseball, softball, and more. Tim Mize running the show tomorrow at 9 a.m. Don't miss it. And, of course, if you do miss it, you can get the show on WSMIRadio.com. This time I mean it. That's a wrap for us from Salem. Sean Bellette and Carl DeBar saying so long. Till next time.